Thank you for contacting customer support. My name is T. How can I help you?
Thank you, T. This is Raymond from Capital One on a recorded line. We have a mutual customer here by the name of Diane Bowman. Ms. Bowman called in because of a pending charge for $59.89 for the Rare Health Plan. She mentioned that she changed her mind and wanted to cancel that, so that's why I'm doing a three-way call.
All right, if you could you tell me the zip code, please?
Oh, I'm unable to provide that to you, but you can ask the customer directly. I'll conference the call. And I'm sorry, didn't catch your name. Can I have your name again?
That'll be T-E-E.
T-E, okay, thank you. Thank you for patiently waiting, Ms. Bowman.
Okay.
Okay, so we have a gentleman here, T, from customer service for Rare Health Plan. So I told him that you're calling in today to cancel that pending charge. He may ask you additional information so he can cancel that for you.
Okay, thank you.
All right, ma'am, if you would, could you tell me your zip code, please?
83850.
Is that correct?
83858.
All right. And what would that first and last name be?
Diane Bowman.
All right, Mrs. Bowman, could you verify your shipping address for security purposes?
6930 West Tudor, T-U-D-O-R Street, Rathdrum, R-A-T-H-D-R-U-M. Idaho, ID 83858.
All right, hold for a moment as I access the account.
Capital One,
yes, ma'am. So,
are you still with us?
Yes, Ms. Bowman.
All right, thank you.
Yes, ma'am. So it seems like on the, earlier today, you entered a contest for the Makita drill. Is that correct?
That just, actually, it was supposed to be, that's not the way they present it. They said that all I had to do was pay shipping, which was supposed to be $7.97. And then when I went through with the transaction, it ends up being $59.97 or whatever change. So it was a totally misrepresentation on my end. So I'd like to cancel the whole transaction. And that was like not even 10 minutes ago.
Yes, ma'am. Hold for a moment. All right.
So, are you canceling that?
I'm making sure I got everything notated, all right?
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. So, what we have you down for is, after you enter the contest for the Makita drill, in terms of conditions for the sweepstakes, it tells the customers that they will be enrolled in a meal plan every month. You are charge for a meal plan that shows you how to use real food to boost energy, cut sugar, and carb cravings. Now, since you did call in, what I can do for you, ma'am, is I can cancel that account so you won't be billed further, and I can issue a refund, a full refund, minus the $5 setup fee.
Why would there be a setup when it was total misrepresentation on my end?
That was for the contest, ma'am.
They didn't even say a contest or anything like that when I was looking at it. Just said pay shipping and handling. It said nothing about a contest or any fees whatsoever other than the shipping. And I didn't even know it was a contest until you told me that on the phone right now.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I do understand that. What I can do for you is I can issue that full refund, all right?
Okay.
Hold on a moment.
Capital One, are you still with us?
Yes, Ms. Bowman, yeah.
Well, thank you.
No worries, ma'am. Maybe after you're done with them, then I'll help you with your credit card account, okay?
Okay.
All right, ma'am. So what I was able to do for you was I was able to issue that full refund, and I was able to cancel that account off, so no charges will be made past today, all right?
All right. Thank you, sir.
No problem.
Thank you, T. And, T, just to ask you, how long that would take for the adjustment?
Seeing as the charge was still pending, I just voided the charge, so it should either be tonight, if not today. It should initiate the charge back in 3 to 5 business days.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Do you have any questions for T, Ms. Bowman?
Yo, thank you so much for being there for me. I appreciate that.
No problem,
thank
ma'am.
You've been a
thank
big
you for contacting
the
customer support. Y'all have a wonderful rest of your night.
Thank you. You too, sir.
Okay. All right. Okay, Capital One, I'm sorry.